This is Paul Warden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministry. I feel so blessed and happy that God is using me to teach this and to talk about this dream and this vision that God has placed within our hearts. And my prayer is that God will use this teaching, that He will touch each and every one of our hearts, and that He will enlighten our minds, and that we will know when we are done that we have everything that we need at our touch and our beck and our call through power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. We've been talking quite a bit about different people in the Old Testament, how God has used them, how God has gave them a vision and a dream, and how He gave them the wherewithal to make that dream and that vision a reality. And last time we were together, we talked about no lack. You know, it's always been said, and I really love this, where God guides you, He provides for you. When you start heading towards your divine destiny, God will place into your hands all the financial things that you need, all the funds, and even the unbelievers. He will cause them and move them to help you to fund and to do what you need to do this work that you feel in your heart to do for God. You will always receive whatever is needed in order for you to accomplish His purpose. And we, just as long as we keep this in mind, that we are doing it for God, we're not doing it for our gain, we're not doing it for our benefit, but we are doing it for God. Because in Deuteronomy 2:7, it says, "For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of your hands. He knoweth where you walketh through this great wilderness, these 40 years, and even the however old you are. God is going to be there, and He's going to help you, He's going to bless you, and you will lack nothing. All we have to do is put our trust and belief in God, because He will provide." Today, I kind of like, kind of on the same deal as the children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, when they escaped from Egypt. Kind of want to talk to you today called Entangled in the Wilderness. After the deaths of the firstborn sons in Egypt, Pharaoh finally allowed the Israelites to leave. Over 2 million people departed, taking with them great wealth from the land where they had served as slaves. God told Moses in Exodus 14:3, that the enemy would pursue and try to capture them and to take them back to slavery. God warned, "Pharaoh will say to of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness hath shut them in." Like Israel, many believers have escaped the bondage of Egypt. By the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ has marked their lives with the redemption, and they are on their way to their destiny. But they do not realize that the taskmaster is hard on their heels. That's the same way with us. God has marked our lives with the blood of Jesus Christ, and He paid for our redemption, and He has called us and gave us a dream and a vision to accomplish for Him. But Satan knows it, and Satan hates you. He hates God. So he's going to pursue you, and he's going to try and do everything he can to discourage you and to stop you from doing and achieving your dream and your destiny. Once you have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and have determined to pursue the divine purpose for which you were created, the enemy wants to drive you back into bondage. Like Pharaoh, your enemy declares, "I will pursue them. I will overtake them." The enemy wants to entangle you in the wilderness of this world, the sins, the cares, and the circumstances of life. Satan does not want to release you from the tyranny of bondage. He does not want you to embrace the abundant life. Rather, He wants to take you back into captivity, back to the old life. The enemy does not want you to impact the lives of people and nations with the power of the gospel. Satan wants to abort your dreams and your destiny. The entanglements of life are often the means by which Satan accomplishes his diabolical plans. You may be drawn back into former relationships that will entangle you in your old lifestyle. You may become ensnared by the cares of the world, the demand of businesses, family, and everyday life. You may be shut in by loneliness and depression or oppression by the enemy. You may be bogged down in a quicksand of worry, anxiety, or fear. Jesus told us in Luke 21:34, take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighted down with the cares of this life. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul warned, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of the bondage. And you can read that in Galatians 5, verse 1. Are we entangled in the cares of this world? Do we seem to be shut in by the wilderness? Israel was never without guidance, but God had sent his angel to guide them and to provide a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. You will not be ensnared by the circumstances of life today, because we have the Holy Spirit that works within us and is in us. And the Holy Spirit goes before you to provide supernatural guidance. Satan may pursue you, but you have the power over the enemy because we have the Holy Spirit in us. And that the Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. All we have to do is put our trust and our faith in God. Because of ourselves, we have the strength. We are nothing but sick puppies out here. But with the Holy Spirit within us and the strength of God working within us, we can accomplish and we can do all that we need to do to accomplish and to pursue this dream and make it a reality. God will bless you. God will help you. God will guide you. He will never, ever leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always be there helping you, guiding you, directing you, giving you the knowledge, giving you the strength, giving you the instruments and the finances and everything that you need to provide to make this dream a reality. Because God wants to be glorified and God wants to be blessed. And I promise you, God will also bless you. So we just have to put our strength and our trust in God and not rely on our own selves, because God is there to help us and God is there to strengthen us. Praise God for that promise and for that help. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Father, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we are weaklings and I can't accomplish or do anything. But Father, through your strength, through your power, through your Holy Spirit, we can go and we can conquer and we can do what you have set forth in our hearts to do. Father, help us to tap into that power and to know we have that strength and that ability. All we have to do is put our trust in you. Father, I pray that you will help us. Help us to realize that. Open our hearts and open our minds and open our heart and our eyes that we can see and to realize, and that we will use your strength to go forth and to conquer what we need to conquer through you and for you. Be with each and every one of us, Father, and touch us and help us. And Father, I thank you for that strength. I thank you that your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. And Father, we are all weak. And I thank you that you are there to uphold us, that you were there to lift us up and to encourage us. Father, thank you for your promises and thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within each and every one of us. And help us to realize and to know that, I pray. Father, I will never fail to praise you and to glorify you and to honor you and to thank you for all that you have done for us. And I pray that you will bless each and every one that hears this, that you will enlighten them and help them to know they have that strength and that power they need through you. In Jesus' name I ask you. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Entangled in the Wilderness. Join Paul next week as he teaches Nowhere to Go. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all the material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. That's myltbc.org. We want to hear from if you're enjoying Paul's teaching. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can email Paul. His email is paul@ltm4christ.com. Again, his email is Paul, P-A-U-L, @ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.